Well, I think the challenge for us is, as Darrell Wallace says, starting on time. We, you know, I thought they dominated the first, second period. I thought they dominated the first half. We took the second half, and we dominated the third. So when you think about it, it's pretty much an even game. But they buried on their chances.
What was the reason that you felt the San Jose start in that first period?
They always play well here, and again, I think that we didn't learn our lesson from Game 3 and the start they had, and that's on us as players from not learning from our own mistakes. But you know, as the game went on, again, we kind of figured out how to way to play, be on our toes and be aggressive, and we started to get some opportunities and chances from it.
Even though this wasn't the team's best strong 60 minutes of hockey, I mean, it was still a one-goal game at the end. There was also a disallowed goal that was somewhat controversial. What allows this team to be able to stay in these games, stay within striking distance of a game where they don't play their best?
I think that's sometimes the mark of a championship team. We certainly would have to earn it again this year, but I think a lot of the guys cut their teeth in here last year about knowing how to stay with it sometimes when you're not having your best game, and that's part of being a consistent winner. So it's, again, as far as play goes, I thought we started to come on as the game went on, but if we're not going to learn from our mistakes and have a good start, we're going to be behind the series in no time.
But the series now is best of three, so how do you look at it, with the next game going back to LA?
Well, we're hopefully kind of build off some of the momentum that we build here in the latter half of the game, and play another game. That's all it is. We just got to win the next one.